This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Punxsutawney Phil, the famed weather forecasting groundhog, usually only appears in headlines around February 2nd each year, Groundhog Day, but now there's some off-season news about the animal's growing family. Punxsutawney Phil and his partner Phyllis recently welcomed two babies, and their names have been revealed, Sunny and Shadow. After receiving hundreds of name suggestions for the kits, who were born in March, the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club Inner Circle announced their picks on Sunday, May 12th, to celebrate Mother's Day. The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club emphasizes that Phil is very much still at work when it comes to his meteorological duties of predicting either six more weeks of winter or an early spring. Punxsutawney Groundhog Club Vice President Dan McGinley said, "These kits of his are not replacements. They're not the heirs apparent. Sunny and Shadow will not be part of the ceremony. That's still Phil's job. There's still only one Punxsutawney Phil." The Montana Commissioner of Political Practices, the state's top election and campaign enforcement official, has accepted two complaints about the Republican primary race for Montana Attorney General, including one involving current Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson. At a campaign event last weekend, Knutson called Montana's campaign finance laws ridiculous and told a crowd that he had asked a friend to run against him in the partisan primary as a way for Knutson to raise more money in his own race. Recruiting a candidate to run under false pretenses is a campaign violation that's illegal in Montana and something that Knutson openly admitted. Logan Olson, the Republican who filed against Knutson, is also the Daniels County attorney. Olson is not actively campaigning for attorney general as a bona fide candidate. He has raised no campaign funds. His reports list no donations, fundraising events, or travel. Both Austin Knutson and Logan Olson have the same treasurer and campaign manager, and Olson doesn't appear to meet the constitutional requirements for running to be attorney general. State law requires an attorney to be practicing for 5 years at the time of election as AG. But Olson was not admitted to the Montana bar until September 2020. Olson signed an affidavit when he filed as a candidate that attested that he had been practicing law for at least 5 years, but even if he were elected, he'd be about 9 months short of the requirement. Two complaints have been filed with the Montana Commissioner of Political Practices, alleging that both Knutson and Olson have broken the law. The allegations in the complaints filed last week say that Olson and Knutson hatched the scheme for Olson to join the race, apparently in order for Knutson to raise more money heading into the general election, where Knutson, if he wins the primary in June, will face opponent Ben Elke, a Democrat, in November. For Knutson, the investigation would mark another state agency looking into his conduct. The Office of Disciplinary Counsel has already charged Knutson, the state's top lawyer, with 41 ethics violations pending before the Montana Supreme Court, the official governing body of the state's bar. The complaint against Olson says that he has broken state law by filing to run for the office, knowing that he's not qualified because of the 5-year practice requirement. Currently, Olson practices at the same law firm where Knutson worked before becoming attorney general. Additionally, Knutson filed to run for re-election 5 months before the filing deadline and started fundraising, in some cases getting twice the maximum contribution from donors, one check for the primary election and one for the general. But then Knutson needed to manufacture a primary opponent in order to keep twice the maximum contributions. Olson did not file until the final day of candidate filing. The complaints ask that the Commissioner of Political Practices remove Olson's name from the ballot and fine Olson. The complaint against Knutson asks that the Commissioner of Political Practices order Knutson to return any amount more than $790, the amount he can legally raise without a primary opponent. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.